For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm. Located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers 3 stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to take anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over at her shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Cora Nation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Cora Nation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gayle, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show on location at Ardmore City Hall in Ardmore, Tennessee. As I have with me Mr. Ruger Ennis. He is now 9 years old, no longer 8. He was 8 when we started trying to help Ruger with a kidney donor, and I believe we've had some success with trying to find people to get on that list to help him out. We're waiting on the right match for Ruger, and Ruger is with me right now along with his mom Haley. Glad to have them both. Ruger, welcome to the Mark White Show, buddy.
Thank you.
Let's talk about what you like to do, okay, before we get into all this kidney stuff. What is your favorite activity? What do you like to do?
Stay home.
Just stay home?
Yeah.
What about your school at Johnson? What did you like to do at school? Did you have any favorite activities at school?
Reading.
You like to read?
Yeah.
And I brought you Riley's Big Challenge, mm-hmm. So now you have a new book.
But I do not like math.
I didn't either. Math was not my favorite subject in school. I didn't do really well with it. I had a tough time.
Me too.
But your favorite subject is reading?
Yes.
Do you like history?
Yeah.
History's good. Who's your favorite teacher at Johnson Elementary School? You were in the third grade. Now you're going into the fourth grade.
Who's your favorite teacher?
Third grade teacher.
The third grade teacher.
Miss Jones.
Well, I substitute taught at your school not too long ago, and I had first graders. And every first grader knew who you were.
Yeah.
When I said, do y'all know Ruger? And they said, yes, we know Ruger.
It's basically, I've been all over the news. So.
You've been all over the news for sure. And you're going to be on Channel 48 on Monday morning. Is that right?
Yep.
What was that interview like with Channel 48 earlier?
It was okay.
What did they ask you?
They asked me stuff like, what's my favorite thing to do? And I just said, stay at home.
And what about your favorite food? What do you like to eat?
Macaroni and cheese.
Is it the kind you put in the bowl in the microwave and heat up?
No,
or do you like
it's like the... I don't know what it
the
was.
The Stouffer's?
Yeah.
Stouffer's macaroni and cheese. Okay, my daughter, she likes to have the little cup and just add water and mix it in for macaroni and cheese in the microwave. That's her favorite. We'll have to try the Stouffer's. Mm-hmm. That sounds a little more fancy.
It does. And it tastes really good. And it's more cheesy.
Yeah, the cheesier the better, right?
Yep.
Now, I've gone to some cover dish dinners, and y'all may call them potlucks, where several of the ladies would make different kinds of macaroni and cheese. So I get to try all different kinds of macaroni and cheese. Have you ever done that?
No.
Where you had all the food on all the tables, and you get to try different. And usually there'll be somebody who bring two or three different kinds of macaroni and cheese.
I don't remember doing that.
How was your experience at Children's Hospital?
Good.
It was good? Let's talk about your buddy Levi.
So, yesterday, after we went to the hospital, we went to see them for a little bit. And he wanted to sell his brother for
$10. He wanted to sell his brother for $10.
Was it $5?
Did he get him sold?
Mm-mm.
No.
But his daddy wants to.
His dad doesn't want to sell him.
But that's how he'd get $10.
Yeah.
How's he going to make $10, right? That's how he's going to make $10?
Yeah.
Okay.
He said he could do just about anything with $10.
Buy a house or something. But you can't buy a house because the houses are expensive.
How are you feeling right now?
Good.
With the dialysis being at home right now and having to be laying in the bed for so long, what's that like for you?
Well, one, like, we didn't go home until late Thursday. Mm-hmm. And so then, like, I was just happy to go home.
Just to be at the house? You would do anything to be home?
Yeah.
How about seeing your fellow siblings, your siblings?
I don't have any siblings.
You're on your dad. You haven't got to see the dad's twins yet. You haven't got to see them, but you got to see Gigi and Pop.
Yeah. Dear Mom and Dad. Mm-hmm.
Was that fun to see them again?
Yeah.
You got to see your grandma and your Aunt Audrey. So.
Yeah. Basically everybody. Except my daddy.
You haven't seen your daddy.
I haven't yet seen my daddy.
So you're going there Saturday.
I know they were all happy to see you be home. We hope you can stay home as long as you can.
Well, next week, if my labs are bad, then we would have to stay at the hospital until transplant. But if my labs aren't bad next week, then we get to stay home.
What do you think about all the people who have signed up to be a donor for you?
Like, I think that they've been a good option. Yeah.
You've had a lot of people. I think when me and your mom talked last, it was about 70 people that had signed up.
It's still 70 people.
And we're just going through them now, trying to figure out which one is a match for you.
Yep.
We hope that it's one of the ones that's already being tested, right? Mm-hmm. And then they get a good match.
And my daddy had the exact same blood type as me, but he ain't getting a kidney because of high blood pressure. And how old is he?
He's 41.
And a 41-year-old man.
Well, he could still give it 41.
Yeah, I think we can do that in our 40s. I think we can. It's just having the other health issues that's the problem.
True.
Diabetes, high blood pressure.
Which he does have high blood pressure.
that's too bad that he has that. But, you know, a lot of people that are older, because we've eaten a lot of McDonald's and other foods.
And the reason why my yaya can't give me a kidney is because she has the diagnosis of grumpy old lady. And
she's got high blood pressure, too.
And, like, I have, like, a tiny little doctor's kit. I have two of them, to be exact. And I got the new one out. Yeah, not today, but when I bought it, I tested it on Yaya to see what it was. And then Mama went grumpy old. I got diagnosis grumpy old lady. And then I showed her. And then she said, diagnosis grumpy old lady, which is true.
You're giving diagnoses, huh? Just being truthful, being honest.
And what do you have? Cause
I have lupus. So
lupus.
I
can't Never could say that word.
Lupus.
Lupus, 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 lupus.
Mom, what do you think about being back here, back home right now? I know the situation can change, but as far as being able to do what you're able to do with the dialysis for him here at home, what's that like right now?
It looks like 11, 12-hour days. You know, we're really thankful that we can be home and do it, but it's very tedious. It's very strenuous. You can contaminate the line super, super easy, but we're just thankful to be home. We're hoping lives are good next week.
And as you mentioned, some family have been able to come and visit.
Yes.
And see Ruger.
His grandparents live next door. They're 88, and I think Granny's 86, 85, and they haven't got to see him in 3 months. So that's the first time they've ever been without seeing him.
Wow.
So he was really excited to see them. And then his grandma came and his Aunt Audrey. So he's been glad to be back home.
Basically, I've been missing
him. What's the first thing you did when you got home? Played your Xbox.
Yeah, and Daddy.
You get to see Daddy? Yep, he could see him Saturday.
Daddy came.
Daddy? No, you FaceTimed Daddy.
No, Daddy came to the hospital.
Oh, he came to the hospital, yeah. But you haven't got to see him since you've been home.
Mm-hmm. I imagine those grandparents were just as excited to see Ruger as he was to see them, or maybe even more so, being at their age that they are and not being able to see him for that long. That's a long time.
And he goes over there all the time, so he's the great-grandchild that they see the most, and so they're just really, really close to him, and it was good for them to see him as well.
We're going to take a quick break right now. We're with Haley Scripture and Ruger Ennis. 9-year-old Ruger Ennis, who is needing a kidney donor. We've had some success with getting people registered for that, thanks to several people like James Spann and Rick Carley and Channel 31 and Channel 19 and Channel 48 here in North Alabama that have helped spread the word, and others. Even the Ardmore Shopper had put it in there. And the Mark White Show. We're just doing the best we can to try to help Ruger right now, and I know he's been supported very much so here in his community. Goes to Johnson Elementary School. I know they want to see him back for the next school year. Maybe at some point we can get him back into school this year. Yes, exactly. August, I believe school starts back. That's pretty soon. We got to get him a kidney donor. Say it again, Ruger. They start July. How in the world? We used to get 3 months out of school. We wouldn't go back until September, back when I was a kid. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You are listening to the Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Pickle lovers unite. The Rocket City Pickle Fest is coming to the Orion Amphitheater on June 29th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can get your tickets now at theorionhuntsville.com. That's the Rocket City Pickle Fest taking place Sunday, June 29th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Orion Amphitheater in Huntsville.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on the Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Drives into the city, works extra hard. Finishes up early so he can get away, 'cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show, coming to you from Ardmore, Tennessee at Ardmore City Hall. Glad to have Ruger Ennis and his mom Haley Scrimpture with us right now. Ruger's going through dialysis back at home. Whereas Haley said in the last segment, we're talking about 11, 12 hours being on dialysis 7 days a week. So it's really taxing, I know, on Ruger. And this is a situation where we have a list of people who are potential donors. They're doing the testing on the first three right now, from what I understand. Is that right, Haley?
That is correct.
And we had a doctor, or excuse me, a couple of nurses and a police officer.
We've had a Birmingham police officer be tested. I haven't heard from him as far as how that's looking. The dialysis nurse in Vanderbilt has been tested. She sent in her blood tubes. So you're looking at probably 2 weeks for her going down there and being tested. And then there's a lady that works for a Christian-based nursing company in Athens, and she's doing hers this week.
Very good. And one of the things we talked about before, me and you, about how long it could be before he would get a donor, if that was a possibility. And we were talking about maybe 4 months down the line. But if one of these individuals tests and it matches, then that could be sooner?
It could be sooner. So the way that it works, according to his doctor, is that they do the blood test and then bring him down for the day of testing. And they know in a month whether this is going to be a donor or not. And, you know, the women that are done having children versus the women that still want to have children, if they're both the perfect match, he would go with the one that's done, just in case there was a slight chance that it would affect the fertility. But he says within a month we should know, and then it's a matter of getting Children's OR and Birmingham OR scheduled at the same time to do the transplant.
Okay. And Ruger, let me ask you this. Do you have a favorite singer? Do you have favorite music that you like? Who do you like? I'm having a tough time keeping up because I'd go with the old music. But if you know of somebody newer that you like, who do you enjoy listening to?
His favorite band is Skillet.
No, Chase Matthew.
Is it Chase Matthew? Oh, okay.
And Skillet.
He got to meet Skillet right before his diagnosis.
So Skillet came to Birmingham?
They came to Nashville, to Winter Jam.
Okay.
And he got to meet them and Ann Wilson.
Was that cool?
Yeah.
What did you say to him? What did you tell him?
Got up there for the picture, he said, I want to stand by the drummer, and he thought the guy was the drummer, but it was really the girl, wasn't
and
it?
I was like, how in the world would a girl be a drummer?
Did it blow your mind that a girl was a drummer? That was a surprise.
I almost passed out. I almost passed out people.
What's your favorite song that Skillet sings? Do you have a favorite song that you would say mm-hmm. top of your list?
CD, but I was gonna bring my CD player, but it's not charged.
It's okay, you can listen to it in the car. What's your favorite song on there? Is it Showtime or Death Defier?
I don't know. I guess both.
Both?
Like both of them?
You like the whole CD?
Yes.
I'm gonna tell you right now, when I was 9 years old, music was a very important part of my life. And the music that you're listening to now will be the music that you come back to when you're older. because this right now during this time period is where you pick up your taste in music. So your favorite singers will stay your favorite singers for a very, very long time. I know I can think back to some of the ones that I enjoyed, like Marty Rabin with Shenandoah, and we've actually got to meet Marty and become friends with him and some others that I've been able to have on my show. So that's kind of neat to be able to do that, to have those people that I listened to when I was his age and then have them come on the show and get to talk to them and find out what they like and what their passions are and their nonprofits and organizations that they want to support. What have you found when it comes to the nonprofits and organizations? I know that Ronald McDonald House is at the top of the list mm-hmm. right now. What are some others that have actually helped your family that you would say they've stepped in with Ruger's situation?
We were going to get involved with CODA, but we have a Karen Bridge for Ruger, and CODA said that I couldn't have the Karen Bridge and all of that. But they are an organization that if families don't have the financial means for transplant, they cover the additional costs. That is a possibility in the future if we ever decided to get rid of his Karen Bridge. But Ronald McDonald has been absolutely amazing. They're wonderful.
What does Karen Bridge do for you?
So people that don't have Facebook, that are older, that don't really do social media, they get on there and they follow Ruger's updates, and that way they're able to stay in touch with him as well.
So what did CODA say the reason behind not having a Karen Bridge was?
CODA said that you couldn't have a Karen Bridge and the CODA at the same time, because if you have CODA, you have to set up a website through them instead of Karen Bridge. And if they wanted to donate to Ruger, it would go straight to Karen Bridge versus CODA.
Okay. So they would update like Karen Bridge does and let people know, so CODA lets people know what the
Correct.
Situation is?
Correct, but I'm just nervous with all the elderly people and stuff we have on there that they're not going to be able to make that yeah. transition to CODA, and I don't want them to miss out on any updates. So
I understand. 70 people have registered?
Mm-hmm. 70.
What does that mean to you that 70 people did that?
That is amazing. It's just absolutely amazing that 70 people have reached out, and we continue to have people reach out, you know, from your show and the news, and it's just been a blessing. It really has.
How many people, when you reached out to me, had registered or had gotten in contact to be potential donors?
For the first time?
Yes.
Zero.
None.
People seen him on the billboard. People heard your show. People seen the news. And then they started coming in. And then James Spann shared it, and that got a lot of attention.
That's huge.
That's huge.
I mean, the guy has almost 1 million followers.
And he shared it to his personal page as well. So that's huge.
Rick Carly?
Rick Carly, yes. Yeah. He's been amazing.
He basically just...
He calls me for updates about you.
And that's actually Yaya's favorite singer. He's a country singer.
Oh, you're talking about Daryl Worley. Daryl Worley liked it. So
good. Yeah, Daryl's one of my followers, too. Daryl's been on the show. Daryl actually starts my show with the song, Do Something Good Today.
I've heard that.
That's how we start the show, with Daryl Worley. Daryl's a great guy, and he's done a lot in his community to try to help people that are having financial difficulties. And they've had issues with tornadoes and people with cancer and other issues that have come up.
He
in his
something about a tornado on your post.
But it wasn't for him. That was from Jason Simpson sharing it.
Oh, yeah, Jason Simpson's
and
another one.
That's another one that has shared it.
So
and, you know, it's just.
And my daddy posted a picture of there's this tornado chaser. There's a tornado chaser that got captured by, like, a twister or something. Drone 200 miles per hour. And then at the end, the truck that the guy was in the video with, like, fell over. And that's where the clip just ends.
When the truck falls over?
Yeah, so when the truck, like, tips over, like, on its side, the video ends.
The end.
Yeah.
Is he okay? Do you know? You don't know if he's okay or not,
he's,
huh?
He's okay.
He's okay?
He's okay.
A tornado follower? So he's a storm chaser?
Yes.
Yeah, no, but the guy that was videoing it in the truck, we don't know if he's okay or not.
Okay.
The guy that was videoing it in the truck, we do not know if the guy in the truck is okay.
Do you like watching tornado videos?
Yes.
That's a big thing. There's another little girl at a school that I sub at. She wanted to see tornado videos all the time in school.
I watched the Twister movie. So the new 2025 Twister movie, I just watched it there with all the storms, people.
In Birmingham, he did.
What'd you think about that?
I think it was good.
It's a good one?
Yeah, we saw it in Mama's house the other day. But I haven't watched it in a long time. So that time would be a great time to watch it.
So now we got our promotion for Twister movie. I haven't seen Twister movie yet.
It's very good.
Okay.
To me, it's better than the original. But
yeah, I remember the old Twister. I did see the old one back in the 90s. I think it came out.
Was in the hospital and he saw a cow flying in the air.
Wow.
It probably was a tornado. It probably wasn't. I bet aliens were adopting him. Aliens are real. Oh, it was probably just a tornado. But I bet aliens are real. I mean, why do you think Mars exists? Because aliens are on Mars.
Aliens are on Mars. So, Haley, as we think about the dialysis, and I know Ruger alluded to it, he said that if he got bad results, he may have to go back to Children's.
Correct.
In that situation, right now, currently, it's not functioning. It's not doing the way it should do.
It's the machine and everything is doing okay, and it's nothing that me and Mom are doing. He's just not getting the adequate dialysis versus when he had through his hemo line, and they haven't took his hemo line out, and they're doing labs every week because that's something they check for just in case it's not working. Okay. So,
and what's your message to people right now, the people who have registered to donate, those who are considering registering? I know we still need people. As long as he doesn't have a donor, then we need to have people registering to donate, right?
We do, because you could go through 200 no's before you get that one yes that you're looking for, and we're just grateful for everybody that's been willing to donate or even willing to be tested.
So again, how do people reach out now to become a potential donor for Ruger?
You have to have O positive or O negative blood. And if you just email lovelikeruger@yahoo.com, I talk to everybody that comes through because I don't want to waste their time and send them down there or our time. So I talk to everybody. And if you just send an email, I'll call you and then we'll go over all the prerequisites. And if you have all good answers, then you can submit your form to UAB for testing.
And Ruger, what would you like to say to the people who have registered so far to be donors, to be a kidney donor for you?
Thank you, everyone. And remember, my mama always posts updates. Make sure to get to the website to see the update.
Caring Bridge. How do they find his particular page through Caring Bridge?
So if you just go to caringbridge.org and log in, you can just type in Ruger NS and it brings up his whole story. It starts from the very first day that we found out to currently.
All right. Haley Scripture, Ruger Ennis, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you for having us.
All right, folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. Of course, I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. All right, folks, you have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show coming to you from Ardmore City Hall in Ardmore, Tennessee. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.